What's up?
It's hot off the wire
with Brittany.
It's Britt here with your weekend edition of Hot Off the Wire. A former Vegas police officer says he was the first responder after Tupac's car was shot up. So he says he pulled Pac out the car and asked who shot him. Then he said Tupac dropped the F-bomb and slipped out of consciousness. So I guess that's his last word. Okay. In other news, folks are reportedly pushing for a tell-all book from Beyonce's sister Solange. But you know the Carters aren't having that. Usher is winning, and not just from being the hottest man alive, but he was sued by a songwriter for his use of the lyrics in his song Bad Girl from his Confessions album. But a judge ruled in Usher's favor, saying that he did obtain all necessary licensing. R&B star August Alsina posted a photo of himself hanging from a noose on Instagram saying rest in peace. It's pretty morbid, but supposedly it's for his F My Life music video. We'll see. Master P didn't like Wendy Williams disrespecting his upcoming reality show. He thought they were friends and said if she's concerned about his family, she should speak to him directly. In Ratchet Reality News, blogs are making a big deal of T.I. following and liking this IG model's pics, but some people say that's not creeping, it's just looking. Real Housewife of Atlanta, Portia Williams, host of the Russ Parr Morning Show with us, and we told her about fashion queen Miss Lawrence calling her ratchet and tacky about her sermon that was leaked. Well, she said that he took it to the left for no reason, and she told us what would happen if she saw Kenya Moore on a street. That's all at therussparrmorningshow.com. Kim Kardashian will walk down the aisle this weekend in Florence, Italy, and make Kanye West her third husband. Kanye says Europe is special to them because that's where Northwest was conceived, he thinks. In music, Michelle Williams released a gospel track called Say Yes with Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. Doesn't necessarily mean a Destiny's Child reunion is in the works. On TV, actress Angela Bassett will be directing a Whitney Houston movie on Lifetime and new in theaters this weekend, X-Men Days of Future Past, blended with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore and Cold in July. I'm Britt Nesha, hot off the wire. For more stories, go to therussparrmorningshow.com and tweet me at @TooPrettyBritty and @RussParrShow.